Hi, I'm the Dark Tangent, and you're about to listen to some speeches from DEFCON 2, held at the Sahara Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, Nevada, 1994, July 22nd to the 24th. This speech and all speeches are copywritten, the Dark Tangent and DEFCON Communications, all rights reserved, except permission is granted for educational nonprofit use. Now, the Sahara, like most other hotels DEFCON's been at, has since been blown up to make way for a bigger and better hotel. So with that in mind, sit back, relax, get ready for some good speeches.
Okay, it's not, there we go. Okay, maybe I guess I should introduce myself. My name is Frank Layton. I'm a, I used to be an investigator for Professional Executive Investigations. Currently I'm assigned to Electronic Countermeasures. My Lord. Nothing about electronics that people like, no. I'm accompanied today with Christopher Hall. We are working, okay. Good. Christopher Hall is one of the field agents. He's also doing electronic countermeasures with me. A little disappointment for you today, folks, and that is we were scheduled to have all of our equipment flown in. Unfortunately, it's out on a job and it's on a FedEx dock somewhere. We do have what we brought with us. We have a wonderful video. Sounds like we're not going to have audio on it. I'm going to talk you through it, and that's going to save you a real boring time. Professional Executive Investigations, you've probably seen some of our ads. We do quite a bit. We're a subsidiary of Executive Protection Associates out of Nevada. And you're in Las Vegas, which is number one surveillance capital of the world. If you notice the casino, this is the place. This is a real dry investigator right here. It's going to tell you that you're in real danger. Doing countermeasures work, there's a whole bunch of different levels of people like myself that do this. Here we are, we're looking at a real high-tech little bug, and the fan's showing how small it is. And, you know, yes, these are small, and these are the ones that are available in the back of the magazines. Majority of them are garbage. Here we are telling you, watch out for your store. Some of this, just ignore it, driving cars, take the videotape. I think it makes it sell for more. Here's a guy who's got all kinds of gear and stuff, and it takes all kinds of gear. And here's, if you don't have the right gear, you tear up walls. And it's a fact. This is one of those devices. You will tear up walls with it. You've seen these in the back of magazines. Well, shoot, now I broke it. Got to buy it. You'll see these in the back of magazines. These are the bug sniffers, bug detectors. You know, $60, $80 is yours. Here we go. First of all,
let's steal this for a minute. We had one client, the reason why it's going over this, we had one client who used one of these, and it covers a real wide spectrum. And I don't know if you're familiar with the way drywall is, but on the corners they have a metal strip. The metal strip was resonating a local radio station frequency that set off his detector, and he decided, well, I need to tear apart the wall. So we're here to kind of tell you what to look for and what to avoid.
That's it. He's absolutely right. Something like this, it'll vibrate really cool. It flashes lights, tells you, hey, there's a bug nearby. Tells you, what it might not tell you is there's a cell phone nearby, there's a cordless phone nearby, and there's $70, $80 of your money wasted. It's got its place, not in my kit though. That's terrible. Let's get back to the little transmitters that are in the back of the kit, the magazines. Most of them are complete junk, you're wasting your time. This is one we pulled out of a case. We were working on, and it was your number one threat on bugs and transmitters and telephone taps. Not the government. If the government wants you, they will have you. Don't even worry about the government. The government's tapping my phone. You're not going to know. They're going to do it back at the central office with a thing called REMOD, Remote Observation Base. And you're never ever going to know when your phone rings, their phone in their office rings, and their tape recorder starts. So, if you want to be paranoid about the Fed, you can. You can hire me, I'll come in and tell you. Guaranteed to charge you lots of money. We are not cheap. Our equipment isn't cheap. We're going to come in, we're going to charge you lots of money, we'll do a sweep. We may or may not find a bug, but, and we'll tell you right up front that You know, if the Fed, you know, if there's bugs in your phone, or if the Feds are monitoring your phone, we won't find it. You know, guaranteed. You know, they won't let us. And getting into the telephone office with the chief special investigator, and you'll never know. So, you know, if you're doing things you shouldn't be on the phone, and you know, because somebody told you your phone is secure, they're lying to you. It can't be done. You know, unless you've got help of the chief special agent, boy, we're talking about all kinds of trouble there. And that doesn't happen. Let me go into a neat thing. Oh, this is what we do all day. We have our mobile offices, we drive around, and we do interviews in the car. It's unbelievable. You know, this tape was before I started working for the company, and my God, this is a training tape you guys are giving people.
I got a lot of work done now.
Yeah, well, this is why we just shut the audio down. We'll talk about neat little things as they pop up on the screen. You know, yeah, okay, neat stuff on the screen. yeah, that was filler, I think. We can't give them just a 20-minute video for X number of dollars. Also, part of the reason I'm here is we don't sell anything other than services. Neat little hidden transmitter, big transmitter by today's standards. You know, real big. But we don't sell product, we sell service. So I can come up here and tell you that all the stuff in the back of magazines is junk because I don't got anything better to sell you. The federal law restricts me from selling transmitters. Japan has some beautiful transmitters. The French are real now, we're based out of Silicon Valley. French are doing a lot of hidden transmitters right now, and we're finding them. I hope we're finding them all, I think we are. And high quality stuff, you cannot get it in America, you know, unless you've got secret sources and stuff like that to get it imported. That's why you'll see transmitter kits, easy to assemble transmitter kits. I haven't found one that I pulled out of a case that's worth a darn. Radio Shack is your spy store, it seems like. No fooling. We'll get in the video, we'll talk about carrier transmitters and FM wireless mics. Radio Shack has some that will tune out of band, so you can hide them outside the FM broadcast band. That's real popular with husband-wife, you know. Husband is cheating and wife wants to catch him. They're doing that. And, here's the guy, you know, digging out the telephone, or digging out the electrical outlet. And here's a man who wants to sell you something really nice, and gee, it looks an awful lot like that. Oh, here we go. He's got a red light. It's there's something behind there, so he's gonna go get it. Well, he got frustrated. There's nothing there. This little device is similar to this, and it doesn't have what we call verify. Not a joke. True life. But it doesn't verify the function that lets you plug an earphone into this and hear what's going on. This is very similar. This is a frequency counter. It's got a little bar graph across the top. Does everything that machine does. About the same price. Gives me a little more information on frequency. Actually, this belongs to me, and it's got its place. It does not have verify. So I could easily go into the same situation he did and say, oh my God, I've got a strong signal, and what's going on here? And it's a radio station. I was in Philadelphia a few years ago, and I was getting all my stuff lined up, getting everything charged, cell phones charged, everything. And here's a gentleman, he's got the headphones on, he's looking for a signal. He's got, basically a field strength meter, a little more deluxe, so he's looking for a radio wave, he's going to hear it. And usually there's a noise source in the background, you'll listen to KGO, Christian radio, something that's nonstop. You can easily identify whales moaning in the ocean or something. And it happens. In fact, somebody's making a little buzzer that you put in the room, beep, 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 and when you hear it, you found it. The people of the planet also notice beep, 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 or gee, you know, whales humping, we don't usually hear that, but, you know, something's wrong here. What's going on? And, we were going to come in our suits today and do this talk.
I want that t-shirt.
Yeah, well, if you're over 30, you got to be in bed. That's the rules here, it seems like. But, hey, no fooling. You guys are chasing those t-shirts pretty hard. But, yeah, the bad guy will be sitting there with his headphones listening to you, you know, making your business deals. And that's what majority of the bugging and debugging that we see in the Silicon Valley is, competitor or competitor country. Believe it or not, the French, and I heard today that, what other country is serious in
Even transmitters?
I was told the Italians are making some unbelievable equipment. Now, it must be a West Coast, East Coast thing, because I don't see it in the West Coast. And we're noticing the same type of operation. So it's the same type of people that are doing it. They're doing the same type of procedures, including hidden cameras. That's the latest thing. Audio and little hidden transmitters, S-Pod Cafe. Video. Oh, Chris is going to take it.
You know, Frank, here for a second. How many of you are really concerned about the people with the video cameras that are in here, videotaping the audience, things of that nature? Raise your hand. Anybody? A couple people? Why are you worried? You walk out in that casino, there's probably 500 cameras that have tape that the feds just say, oh, thank you very much, and go back to their office and watch it. So one guy with a video camera that's visible, I wouldn't be concerned about it. I'd be more concerned about the 500 cameras they have in there that have pan tilt and can see in the dark. Question?
Yeah, you're talking about video cameras and transmitters so that you can remotely watch all the stuff that's going on.
Well, in the casinos, they're hardwired, but they do make video cameras that that transmit on radio frequency.
What frequency?
Depends. The amateur or professional? Okay, amateurs usually, like amateur TV band, around 400, 440 in there. The professional stuff up in microwave, 1.8 gig, 2.8 gig, somewhere up in there. A lot of the good stuff is spread spectrum. You'll never find it unless you really know what you're looking for. Right, but I'm sure they would consider this a semi-public meeting, so you're fair game. No, I agree. It's a valid concern. Anyway, didn't want to interrupt Frank here. Just wanted to interject that you know, I've heard a couple of people say, oh, darn video cameras, all that. You're already on tape, and you have been ever since you walked in the casino door.
Great. What we missed on the video just a little bit was some of the nifty phone traps, hat traps, things like that. Oh, here we are. This is a big camera by today's standards. Current chip cameras, you know, size of a credit card, and that's huge. You know, about half the size of a credit card. You know, that's huge camera stuff. But we saw some of the tap traps that notice, all it really does is it notices the voltage drop when you pick up your phone. And that can be bypassed and tricked real easily. These are available from Sharper Image, a bunch of other places. You know, you get what you pay for, and you know, I wouldn't waste my money with that personally. And here, okay, we got our friend back. It was such a good thing. Microbuzz, okay, we're gonna get into that, and that's. Let's see what they have to say. Oh, here we are. This is my favorite. Back in the magazines, all this nifty secret stuff. That looks like a deco ad to me, but and one of the better companies. At least you will get your stuff. A lot of you'll never hear from them again. There's two types of transmitters for little microbugs. There's crystal control, which is highly desirable, and those are usually the Japanese, you know, in Japan, you have to import them, and you can't do that, pain in the rear. And, tunable bugs, and tunable bugs are the most common. Those are the ones in the smoke, 99.9% of the ones in the back of the magazine. And bad news about them is they drift off frequency. Crystal control, they're on frequency, they're there until, you know, until their battery dies or the power source disappears. You know, these are real popular if you place into ceiling tiles, especially with these false ceilings. Same place where the cameras go. Battery life, depends on the bigger the battery, the longer it lasts. I know of a lawyer's office that got hit with four of the Japanese crystal control transmitters in the ceiling, and they were in there for 3 days, and you know, the competitor had his business down, and there's, you know, no doubt in my mind about that. And when the bad guy went in, pulled them out. Reason I know that is it was my lawyer's office, and I happened to be in there, and one of my radios was going crazy, and gee, what's going on here? We placed the cameras in the ceiling, so when the bad guy came back to get the transmitters, they were on tape. And that worked out real well. Very embarrassing. Not for the bad guy. No. He left that building, and had started an office elsewhere and was very sorry and apologized. I don't know exactly what happened after that. Real quick, we'll talk about lasers, and that's the latest technology. You know, we're going to bounce a laser off a window. We're going to, you know, receive it back. There's going to be vibrations, and we're going to hear what's going on in the windows in the rooms. You know, that can be defeated easily by heavy curtains, placing a transistor radio next to the window. You'll cause your own vibrations and drive these people crazy. In theory, it works great. I've seen it set up. I've seen it work. I don't know of anybody that's using it. You know, I don't know of anybody that's, I've never seen it in actual use for a surveillance, because there's things that angles need to be 90 degrees and it's got to be perfect. It's a great lab experiment, but not real world. So you'll see chips and ads for that. Vehicle surveillance, we'll get into a little bit on that with the bumper beeper transmitters, which, you know, are great. You got it, the transmitter's going off, and here you are following this car with the four antennas. There's a little meter that you know, not really done well. I know one investigator in the Bay Area, Silicon Valley, that's where I operate out of, that has one, and he doesn't even fool around trying to figure out, follow cars on the move. When the car parks, then he'll go track it down. Which, you know, so I don't sweat the vehicle surveillance with the bumper beepers. Yeah, not that great. Oh, Chris is going to
give a little input.
Yeah, I'm on the tele government side. No, I'm not a fan. When it comes to bumper beepers, the technology the government uses, they use your money, so they buy the best stuff. They import it or make it here, whatever they need to do. Yeah, expensive stuff. The ones they use are probably about the size of a quarter, operate in microwaves, they operate in bursts, and they're encrypted, and they can be tracked by satellite if they want to spend enough money on it. So again, they're very difficult to find, very difficult to see. You can put something up there with a long battery life, you know, transmits very infrequently, put a little grease over it, throw some road dirt on it, you'll never see it. So we're trying to focus mainly on the amateur stuff, in case your neighbors like to bug you or track you or whatever, just so you're aware of what's going on out there. Originally, what we give this in is a 2-day intensive hands-on course where you build kits and do all that type of stuff. We have about a half an hour here today, and then we're going to turn it over to Mr. A gentleman from Privacy Electronics who has some equipment. Ours is out making money, so he's got some nifty stuff that he'll demonstrate. And we actually have a training bug that we use that we'll plant, and he'll show you how you can find that and some other things. So anyway, just want to let you know the difference between the amateur and the government stuff. Government stuff is very, very unlikely that you will find it.
Yes. If the government does your phone, you're done, and you know, you will never know. And there's no scene or no sign that it was taken care of.
So you read the transcript.
So you read the transcript. Yes. Real quick, cellular phones, cordless phones, even the new 900 meg phones don't provide the security necessary. California just changed the law; it's illegal to monitor cordless phones. Up to the law change, I used to monitor quite often, and in fact had a scanner in my car that was dedicated to the cordless phone for pure entertainment. You're ever anywhere near an apartment complex, it's terrific. This is a little spook vehicle that was set up, dropped ball bearings out the back and grease, and you know, tear gas out the side with an executive protection thing. We've got a new limo. I'm hoping we have pictures of it, and that's the same type of thing with bulletproof glass. And, here's all the neat stuff that was in it. Oh boy. Person from outside the country that had too much gas money from oil sales that got that. Corporate surveillance, all that good stuff. Corporate surveillance is 90% of our work right now is stopping it, and it's out there like crazy. We still do the husband and wife, you know, the husband's cheating on the wife or the wife's cheating on the husband, and suspect the telephone secretary from Radio Shack, the spy store. Great, pick them up off hook and the recorder starts. And they're out there, and husbands and wives are doing it to each other. So we'll get those every now and then. see, what else did I need to cover here? Cordless phones are absolutely useless. Cellular phones also, I'm not a cellular whiz. I know that, you know, take the receiver, turn the dial, and you will hear them. First thing we do when we're doing a security audit for a client, and that thing, we'll get into security audits real quick, and I'll give you some neat tips on some clients that didn't pay their bills, and you can go audit their security.
In town,
locally. So get your pencils out. Cellular, the guys here can tell you that they're absolutely useless. First thing we do when we go in and we're doing an audit for a client, and geez, information is leaking out, I don't know where. We look over their desk, we see the cellular phone charging, and we slap their hand to tell them about it. Usually they'll stop using the cell phone for about 2 weeks and then they'll be back on it, but what can we do? Let me get into security audits, because you guys are going to love this. We were commissioned to come in and perform a security audit on a PBX system locally in the city. It was a large tank building, almost tent-like. And I can't mention their name. They had three buildings. We were looking into not the tallest tower, but the next tower down. So it's an older tower thing. Please don't do anything to these people. Please, no. They did not pay their bill in a reasonable amount of time. They were not very nice to us. So that's, I'm just sharing this with you. Background information. Anyway, two screws, you can pull off the telephone cap, the little, here I am texting, I should know this, the cover for the telephone jack for the RJ11. Take that out, reach in there with your little fingers, and you will pull the entire bundle out for that entire floor of phone wire. Telephone test, this is where you can text your to make sure it works correctly. Don't make any long distance calls, because they will be charged to the hotel and not you, and that's not right. So go in there, pick up there. Guys that aren't real familiar with telephone, it's not very hard. Let's see.
The entire floor
is in one room. We, during the audit, made a lot of internet traffic was done, into San Jose, of course. And
it
took them 2 days to find it, and they did it built three rooms away. And as we were leaving, they did not know who we were, that we were there representing them. And we keep it that way. And, sir, Mr. Smith, we see you're from San Jose here, and $350 worth of phone calls were made to San Jose from this room that wasn't rented out. Was that you? Are you guys crazy? What are you talking about? Did you make phone calls from any other room? No, there's my key. I was only in my room. What are you talking about? And that's the way it left, and everybody was happy, including me. So check those hand tests out. Make sure they're working correctly. Great fun. Let's see, do we have anything else locally that they can use? Everybody else is paying their bills, so I guess we can't share any more with you. Although the information in the very front of the program with frequencies and all, very, very good.
The dunes,
it's not listed?
It's
wrong. Oh, stand by. My partner will check that. they'll get that taken care of. We're getting into a little bit into back security here. Back security. Chris will take care of you and help you.
War story on back security. Had this real low tech stuff. Had this large company, startup, electronics company. They couldn't figure out why their fax bill was so high. They had like a $2,000 a month fax bill to China. And they, so we set up some cameras and some other things, and revealed over the course of about a month that one of the clean people's relatives came in and liked to access some of their confidential files, and was faxing all of their research and development information to China. So that's on the low-tech end. Frank's going to cover the high-tech end, having to do with cellular intercepts. It's very easy to fax intercepts. Very easy to intercept faxes, to demodulate them. You can encrypt faxes. There are programs that you can encrypt some faxes. And I'll turn it over to Frank.
Great. Good. I didn't see the dunes. I'll have Chris take another peek. I thought the dunes came down. Oh, well. Why isn't it listed? Okay. Well, geez, I don't know. I wouldn't worry about that. I don't work here. We're going to talk about fax intercept. There's fax intercept, commercial fax intercept stuff out there. Throw a laptop in there, and then you download it, and it's, you know. I use fax as my semi-secure stuff at home when I need to send off something somewhere. And semi-secure. I have no reason. Nobody hates me. I have no reason to, be high. Well, okay. Nobody knows where I live that hates me. So that's, neat boxes. All this counter surveillance stuff comes in the neatest package. When they charge a big buck, they have to.
Dune used to be
800 megahertz trunks radio.
861 to 865,
which means you need 8375, which means it's a pain in the rear to receive. But that's radio, and I understand you've got somebody going to talk about radio to you, so I won't worry about that. Other motels, by the way, we are staying at another hotel. I'm staying there still. It's on my Visa card, so I'm not going to tell you where that is. Same thing, same program, only you need to go outside. Large box with a poor master lock. Just make sure everyone's aware there's two ways to open a master lock. I have three, and I'm sure there's going to be more. There's bolt cutters, which I don't mess with. There's looking down at the bottom of it, there's usually a three-digit code. Any locksmith, hey, I lost my key, such and such and such and such. They go to a book, they look it up, they catch you a key. No problem. I travel the Western United States, and I've done that many times. And if I'm, okay.
For social engineering, locksmiths have to be some of the most fun people to do, in my opinion anyway. Because they're real security-minded and all this. It's like anything else, they want everything in a little box. They want, their information that they want. Everything has to be just that way. Well, with the advent of desktop publishing, they can have it their way. It's great. So keep in mind locksmiths for social engineering.
Yes, that's true. The other way is to massage the pin tumblers and get them to pop up. And on internet, the locksmith stuff is very, very good. $30 worth of tools, lots and lots of practice. And I don't carry keys very often anymore. It keeps my skills up, and it's great. It's the way to go. Go look into the locksmithing section of the internet, forgive me, I'm not a big computer nerd. I do have an internet account, not on it as much as I should be. So I am a real tinkerer, and that's me typing. Pop a little box, and it's called, there's usually a box called a 66 box. Or I'm sorry, a block called a 66 block. And anybody that wants to see one, as you're walking out the hallway here, look to your, there's one just before the restroom, one on your left, one on your right. One's covered, one's not. And they're both covered now?
They were.
Okay, somebody beat me to it. I didn't check to see if that's a good system or not, or what we can do with that, but that's what a 66 block looks like, a bunch of little terminals sticking out. And test that. You can make these, not hard. You get spoiled once you have a commercial one, and you're on the air, ready to go. But I don't know if this is in-house or out-of-house. These people haven't upset me, so I'm leaving them alone. Always walk safely. Don't run downstairs. Don't run with scissors. I wasn't the only one that learned that. There's a comedian that says, I'm running with scissors now, Mom, guess what? So he's out of his car now doing an interview in his office. prevention.
Chris, let's go to tape two.
Okay.
Let's go to tape two. This is Don't Run with Scissors coming as prevention. You too can be saved, and, you know, God, I don't want to hear that.
Anybody like tape one?
Tape one? What do you think?
Right.
Is it okay? Hey, if I really wanted to bore you, I'd turn the audio up, and you, God, that's why we're doing it this way, and we'll hit on the hype. I'm sorry, question? Yes. And I understand you can download that from the internet also. It's in the locksmithing section of the internet. Now, can somebody tell me a technical phrase for that?
Alt
locksmith on Usenet.
Or the RTFM FTP site.
RTFM FTP site. Okay, I think I got that right. Here, Radio Shack, the spy store again. Hey, I have a credit card for Radio Shack, and no matter where I am, there they are. We're looking at carrier current transmitters here. These are like the wireless intercoms plug into the AC outlets. And hey, plug one, you know, take it apart, put it inside a TV set, give it to your neighbor, and away you go. Bad news is when the TV's on, you're hearing the TV. Good news is when, you know, TV's off, you're hearing them.
You have to be on the same side of the transformer as the person you want to.
That's right. You have to be on the same side of the transformer. That's your limitation. Otherwise, it'd be worldwide type thing. But you got to be on the same side of the transformer. So if somebody's doing you with one of these, they're close to you or on the same side of the power transformer. But yeah, it's good, clean, clear, crisp. Clear FM communication sounds good. And he's going to go into some other things here. But Radio Shack is your spy store. And here, this I believe, is the Radio Shack FM wireless mic. Is that correct? It's something. Oh, no, this is a little body wire. These feds and their body wires, what are they? They're the same things that the actors have been using on stage for years. Also in the front of the, the little, the program, today's program. The frequencies are listed for body wires. Those are the show body wires. Same ones the feds are using, 160, 170, and there's a few others. There's a B467 channel. They're kind of secret. Don't tell anyone. Yeah, they're very, very secret, and basically wherever...
Don't say they're secret.
No, don't say they're secret. The 467 channels, don't tell them they're secret. Got it. And a whole bunch of them, yeah. Feel free to... If you have any questions, talk to us after the class. We can help you out. Or after the lecture. And oh, here we go. This was a segue.
Since I have a lot of... I didn't want to lug collateral or handouts for 1,000 people in my luggage. We have some forms up here if you want to fill them out. We can get you a packet of information, send us a self-addressed stamped envelope. They are not the fit. Yeah, use mail drop. I don't care. Just give me an address. I don't care where it ends up.
Not
Modesto either. I maybe lose my train of thought. Fill out the form, send a self-addressed stamped envelope. We'll give you some sources on where you can get some of this equipment, because if you're going to defeat it, you have to know how it works and how to build it, right, in order to find it and to make sure that it's not in your house. Kits? Yeah.
I thought...
Spread spectrum kits, no. There are some stuff that you can import. If you want to call smuggling importing, but there is some stuff that is available, I'm sure. We don't deal with that. We have a little regulatory license that ties our hands, so we have to evade a lot. We don't do any transmitters. The only transmitters that we do are type accepted stuff for use for training our people on how to find this stuff. But there are some sources out there. Those are available. We have some literature that, like I said, self-addressed stamped envelope will give you a package of stuff on where to find this stuff and not pay three or four times the price from the spy store or something like that. And what little white papers on what types of detectors work and what don't and things of that nature. So I just want to interject that real quick.
Okay, well, what we missed on the video was really nothing. It's showing that, you know, you can hook up external microphones to the carrier current transmitters, no big deal. Because you're going to take them out of cases anyway and, you know, put them wherever. Now he's doing it very quickly. This is the speed I'd like to see the majority of this tape go for. Something I was going to tell you about, you know, these big things like this, the little transmitter detector and things like that, there's a million of them. Be right with you, sir. Kind of these, all types of things that they done. Before you buy one, try one. Go down to Radio Shack, buy the little wireless mic thing or something to transmit. Not a lot of power, your cell phone transmits. Make sure that it will detect that. Don't waste your money. But to be honest with you, you for $85 are not going to get the same thing. I walk in with $10,000 or $20,000 worth of equipment. It's not the same. But, you know, it will provide you some protection. And you had a question. There is sound to this, but you don't want to hear it. What we do is we tell you where to get the videotape. It's terribly boring and probably...
For that matter, any speaker, you know, can be marked out.
I don't think so. It was saying it was worth a thousand words. The audio sucks.
Yeah, the audio sucks. Do I have it? Okay, I sound again. What he's telling us now is be aware of what's called the hook switch that hangs up the phone. May not always be working. And that's the latest technology thing is to, you know, you've got your phone on your desk and the mic is always hot. So here you are talking to the neighbor, doing something at your cubicle. You know, someone has rewired your phone to the basement. I always like the basement. That's a cool place to hang out. You know, only ever see the janitor, you know, their yard with your earphones. So be aware that of that. I just found out the military stew phones, STU-3s, which I haven't seen this myself, but I was told they have a hot mic, which means here you are with this DOD level 3 super duper deluxe scramble phone, and it's an open mic. So that's not real cool. And government paid lots of bucks from Motorola. Very good. That makes a lot of sense. That just tells you right there that they are open mic. And it's a real slick little phone, and this video doesn't cover them at all. In my book, it's probably the best thing you can have if I were a bad guy, I was doing a lot of money transfers, and I wanted the maximum security possible, I'd go for Stu phones, Stu 3. And, you know, everything else, there's all kinds of little toy scramblers out there, and they're garbage. They use voice inversion, everybody sounds like Donald Duck. They're easy to freak and bypass, and yeah, it still sound a little bit like Donald Duck, but I'll know what you're saying, and that's what I care about. And yeah, he's wearing a suit guy. I've got his eyes wearing a suit today. Okay, we're going to wrap it up. And is there any other questions? Any? Go ahead. They're only as good as. I think they're the best thing as far as cordless phones, wireless, cell phones. They work. There's two levels, Motorola and flip phones. There's a company called MXCOM that makes scramblers for the government. They've got a real good unit. And the way to tell a real good unit is you have to go listen to it. So get down to your communication shop or whoever's doing your stuff and tell them, hey, I want to hear this. The Tropic 900 cordless phone. 900 megs, spread spectrum, wonderful phone. I have no stock in the company. I own one. I like it. Sounds very clear. Listening to it on a service monitor, listening to it on a receiver, you hear static. That's it. And that's what I need. That's what I want. I don't want everyone hearing because there's people like me that still, you know, are listening to that the cordless phone traffic. That's not acceptable. Any other questions? Getting a Medico lock. I'm sorry, I'm not the locksmith, but Medico scares me. I've never tried them because I've read the Medico ads on how scary they are. But yeah, I've never done that. Yes? Shame, shame. No, don't do it. There's the good person with their cordless phone has a reasonable expectation of privacy. They're assuming they're picking up that phone and it's secure communications. They don't know the difference between wireline and so it's really a stupid law in my opinion, but it is a law. It's the expectation of privacy is what put that into effect. Yes.
So oftentimes I like
for God's sake, slam that thing down quickly. Don't listen to any of it. That's the official answer. You know, what you do is your own thing. And, you know, in my book, it's a very unenforceable law. But, you know, I have no control over that. Hi. TVs. Yeah, well, shame on you. Should not be listening. Shame. There's, you know, there's like, the cell stuff, that's federal. There's the federal government is saying there's a reasonable expectation of privacy, you are not allowed to listen. And it doesn't matter, you know, doesn't matter if it's a Yupitera receiver, which we don't sell, but it's a hell of a receiver. ICOM, doesn't matter. TV, you know, where were we hearing? Or your, or your modified Motorola cell phone with the hackers. That's no. Free. Excuse me. It's been free. That's no. Shame on you. And you know, I don't know how they're going to enforce it, but that's the way it is. Any other questions? Yes. Yes, don't buy it. That's a good thing. By the way, I think I want to make sure everybody's aware of cellular phones are now, you can no longer, Chris can help me, but you can no longer get a hold of cellular modifiable scanners. And Chris can give me the exact words on that.
Let me take it, but here, if you are an importer, you cannot legally import them. However, if you are an individual, or it's a used phone, or you fill out the form, a lot of stuff's slipping through customs. When you fill out the proper form for an un-type-approved scanner, right, for cell phone, a lot of that stuff is slipping through customs right now, because customs just wants the form again. They have this little world that's in a box, and as long as you fit what you want within their box and they're happy, you usually get what you want.
Good, so you know, I still have mine, but I never use it on cellular, of course not. And neither do you, I can tell. Yeah, so I get phone calls all, Frank, where can we get a hold of, you know, hey, you know, get them if you can. I don't know where, you know, I don't know of any of my local electronics retail outlets that have the modifiable phones anymore because everybody bought them already. Back in the corner. God, I need a new glasses and I can't see. Jeez, okay. I didn't want this to turn into a scanner session, and I'm not a scanner expert, but I remember reading about this, and that was, it took extraordinary means to get it. Remember in the old days, I understand, I have not seen this, I would never admit to seeing this, but it used to involve cutting it, you know, the Bearcat 200 XLT, cut a resistor and it would work. It's surface mount resistor, and it's just above the Bearcat CPU. Okay, I never saw it. Don't do it. But yes, you would cut that surface mount resistor, and you know, the guys who were real techno nerds would unsolder it, which, you know, not great ideas for them. But as long as it was out of there, it would work. And, you know, that was considered a easy mod, you know, you didn't really need to be, you know, you had to be proficient in a screwdriver, I think, to take it apart was the hardest part. But extraordinary means to, you know, which means putting in a board, putting in a tuner, something, you know, really hard. And way in the back, right in the middle. Are you asking me a question or giving me a statement? Terrific. I'm not up on that. I don't know if the ban does the amateur models, and I think you're talking about like the Olenko 570, which is a hell of a radio. And yes, right out of the box. Well, is there a slight modification required? Remove two diodes. I was thinking it was cut two wires. Oh, we need, okay. I guess I've been redirected. We need to get out of this deep, freaking the cell stuff, and because there's cell guys here that's what they live for, and And we need to get back into electronic countermeasures. But if you have any questions, feel free to get a hold of me afterwards, and then I can talk whatever you want to talk about. How do we protect ourselves from these bad guys? If the bad guy wants you, he is going to get you. You know, I don't know if you want to wear a lead suit and, you know, protect yourself from microwave, you know. If they want you, they're going to get you. Stay off, you know, if you're in a business or doing something that requires some security, keep trustworthy people around you. Stay off your cordless phone, limit your cellular phone, bring in the professionals that perform sweeps, and let me give it to Chris.
Basically common sense. The way technology is today, if you're in your office, you're conducting business, and you want to use a telephone, something like that, picture yourself out sitting on your front lawn in your house screaming. And that's probably a very good analogy. There are some ways that you can protect yourself through technology and through some other means, but there's no way that you will absolutely 100% protect yourself from being compromised or surveilled. If they're determined enough, they have enough money, they have enough time and ingenuity, they can go ahead and surveil you, and unless you do a lot of searches and countermeasures, you probably won't find a lot of it. Back there in the middle? Okay, so question on Tempest. I get this a lot, especially a lot lately. Has this like been on the net? Because I haven't logged on for a few days. What's that? Ah, that's why. My understanding of Tempest is a government term for a program to prevent VANEC monitoring. It's actually VANEC monitoring, which is monitoring the signals coming out of your, the radio magnetic spectrum coming out of your CRT, being able to demodulate that and see what's on your screen. I have heard that it can be done. I have heard that it is not cheap. And I have seen a demonstration of it, but I don't really know anything about the technology, so I don't know if this guy just had a videotape of what he wanted me to see in the bottom and had it wired up, so I can't. Sure, please do.
Terrific.
Come on up.
It's very expensive,
We need to talk after this. I'd like to. Right here in the front.
Yeah, some of the original Tempest stuff was actually working with extracting the order positioning signals out of teletype and onto your typewriter.
Interesting. Yeah, in Silicon Valley about a year ago or so, there was some surplus Tempest equipment that came on the market, casings with the chokes and everything else in there. And I guess a lot of the hams picked those up because it cut down on their RFI. Anyway, we're going to close it up now. The gentleman from, there he is. Come on down. You get to do the toy demo. We didn't steal your thunder. We kind of gave you a preview of what's to come, so stick around. It should be interesting.
And be glad to, you know, get with you after the show and talk to you about anything you'd like to. And, you know, if you want to
talk about
things we can't talk about on mic, if you want to talk about scanners, whatever, hey, I'm here. That's fine. Thanks.
If we probably want to turn on mic here.
Uh-oh. Can we turn up that mic?